Live.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Recently, it was noted that the city of Winston was celebrating its 70th birthday. And while that doesn't always get a lot of attention, we thought it was worth noting and diving a little bit into. That's what we're doing on today's program. Thomas McIntosh, in the Assistant City Manager and the Planning Director for the city of Winston. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Kyle. Appreciate it.
So, the 70th birthday of Winston. Now, a lot of times people talk about, Roseburg last year had the 150th birthday, and Sevelin a few years ago had its 100th birthday and things like that. But still, anytime you reach sort of a marker of a community, it's interesting to think about the past and how it got to be what it is today. How long have you been working with the city?
About 3 years.
And so you weren't from the area, right?
No, nope. Not from the area, from back east, Michigan.
That is not in the area. So,
nope.
So I'm curious about some of the things that you found about how the community started and that kind of thing.
Yeah, really interesting history for Winston. And, it's funny, Kyle, you can't find a lot of this stuff if you look up Wikipedia or you do broad strokes online. But there was a book that the city manager turned me on to just before I came that has a lot of really interesting facts in here. The city of Winston, of course, incorporating in 1953. Just before that, of course, there was a spike of citizenry around in the area. They created a committee, and the city incorporating for some of the same reasons you'd see other cities, the need for public amenities, sewer, water, that sort of thing. But because of the collection of citizens, they felt it prudent to incorporate it and did so in 1953.
I was looking at something I came across this morning, and it's interesting. If you go way back to the 1850s, Dillard is really where things began. And then you had the Civil Bend area. And in fact, Winston wasn't even called Winston when it incorporated.
Right, yeah. So Dillard, kind of had around Highway 99 South, had a collection of commercial operations, different things like that. But Coos Junction was the name. And when they finally decided to incorporate, they wanted to not confuse with Cave Junction. So they decided to transition to Winston, which is, what we have today. But Coos Junction was the name.
And you think about how that would have been looked upon differently, just because, for a lot of people listening, they're like, what? This is like new information for a lot of people. So as Winston began, you go through and you look around, there's growth happening, you realize it's simpler if you're incorporated, especially maybe in that era, to begin all the services that a community needs. And if you want it to grow, you really need those services.
Right, yeah. The public amenities that incorporated areas offer are really one of the intricate reasons why cities and citizens get together and decide to go through the process of incorporating, getting it ratified through the state. And there was the Coos Junction Committee created in 1948, and that they really championed leading up to the passing of the incorporation. And all of that was really anchored on the public amenities that were needed.
Now, and obviously you kind of work in that arena in your role with planning. You're looking towards the future and looking at what's there now, but what could be there in the future.
Right, yep.
So talk about the growth of the community. I can gauge the last 35 years that I've lived in the area, but obviously when it started out, it was very small.
Yes, indeed. Of course, back in 1948, there were only 1,000 people. We're up to 5,600 and change, and lots of development culminating around the city, a lot of exciting things happening. Even in the last couple of years, we've had some tentative approvals for fairly large subdivisions, one being 90 lots potentially. Hasn't been built out, but there's a tentative approval there. So we're seeing some really positive growth. taking place.
What do you think you attribute that to?
Oh, I think it's Winston is no exception to the growth due to the individuals gravitating from California or different states wanting to come here and settle down. But also Roseburg, you know, recently going through their urban growth boundary expansion or exchange. Is the reasoning behind that is, you know, they're kind of running out of viable land. So people are thinking, we'll go to Winston, we'll go to Sutherland. Winston is really been the benefactor of that.
And what about Wildlife Safari? That opened 51 years ago. Talk about its impact on Winston.
Yeah, we have enjoyed a very robust partnership for years and years with the Wildlife Safari, and they've had a very successful operation there, done a lot of great things for the community. But if you drive through Winston, you'll notice a lot of the commercial operations, they have a safari-type ornaments, they may have safari-type color schemes. The city of Winston, I don't know if many people know, the city of Winston offers an urban renewal opportunity to where we have facade grants that are available. One of the requirements for the facade grant is you have to install a safari ornament. So that just kind of is indicative of our partnership with the safari. But it's been a really very mutualistic exchange.
Now, is that something tied to the Oregon Main Street program, or is that just something the city's done on its own?
That's been pioneered by the city.
Interesting. I mean,
mainly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what about tourists? I mean, you're on a highway. You're really kind of on two highways, depending on how you look at it. How important is that?
Very important. And in concert with that, other than just the safari bringing in tourists, we have spearheaded a couple of new events in recent years, the Wine Walk and Oktoberfest, to just kind of allow the tourist activity to increase, to be have a positive impact on the city. But Winston, we need tourists just like any other city. We want them to come in and enjoy our restaurants, our amenities, and spend some time in the city, enjoy it like we do.
When you're the size that you are now, I would think some things in terms of improvements to a city are a little challenging based on the tax base. You know, you can't go out and spend a lot of money on things because you've got a small population.
Right, yeah. So Winston faces its normal set of challenges, you know, being smaller in proximity and maybe not having the types of different array of restaurants and different amenities that, you know, close by Roseburg would have. But I think what we have and the cohesive nature that we have offers something that's really nice for the area.
Now, what about city government, City Hall right along the highway? How long has it been at that location? Any idea?
Well, we purchased the building in 1973, so it would have been coined shortly thereafter to be utilized in a City Hall capacity. We used to house our police department there. They now operate in their own facility on Rose Street, and it's mainly used for City Hall staff. And if you've been down there recently, it's been given a little bit of a facelift. The front of it's got a nice paint job, got nice rock work, those types of things. But the building itself is very old, but we didn't purchase it until 1973.
Now, and you mentioned the police station. What about other buildings the city owns?
Well, the community center, of course, was dedicated some years back. So that's over on Southeast Grape Street. We also have our public works facility that's on Thompson. And, you know, just a nominal pump station properties around the city.
And you mentioned the pump station. One of the things for a city is providing water, sewer, all of that. How's your infrastructure doing these days?
Our conveyance system is aging, so that is a major concern. The water district, of course, not being an entity with the city, they're on a special district, so they handle that amenity on their own. But we have a number of issues facing the city from an infrastructure standpoint. Luckily, and I want to put a special plug in, we have a phenomenal city council. Our mayor and our council are very like-minded. They understand the challenges, and they're doing really good decision-making right now to have a positive effect for years to come.
We're going to talk more when we come back. Thomas McIntosh, Assistant City Manager and Planning Director for the City of Winston. They interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240. KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4 o'clock. On tomorrow's program, Roseburg Public Works Director Don Easley and Parks and Recreation Program Manager Val Ligon will be in. They'll talk about that $750,000 grant the city of Roseburg just was approved for by the State of Oregon Park Government Grant Program to redo the tennis facility courts, the outdoor courts along Stewart Parkway in Roseburg. We'll go in depth on that tomorrow. Thomas McIntosh in here today from the City of Winston, Assistant City Manager and Planning Director. How many staff currently work for the city?
35 is the number in counting today, with two current vacancies we're looking to fill.
Now, what led you to come out here a few years ago?
I actually came out in 2006, came out for religious purposes, really liked the area, and stuck around.
And what was it about the area that really got your attention?
Oh, so the people, number one, just the dynamic of the people, good people, down home, I really enjoy. Also the terrain, significant difference there. Very flat back in Michigan, not much to look at, really, because you can't be up very high in terrain. Out here, gorgeous. The landscape, everywhere you go, really.
And how did you get interested in working for the city?
Oh, so worked for a few years at Douglas County Planning and got plugged into some of the city duties from there. At that point, at that time, the city had a contract with the City of Winston. And I met the city manager, met some of the council members, the staff, and just kind of really fell in love with the urban dynamic in Winston.
Now, what do you like? I'm curious about, because planning is kind of fascinating. What is it you really like the most about being a planning director?
Oh, it's growing a city. I mean, it's the things that you review and the decision making that you do, it really helps to facilitate good growth for the city and building a city and sends a positive ripple effect.
And you think about, you've been in the role for, you said, 2 years? 3 years?
3 years.
3 years? You know, and if you stick with it for a lengthy period of time, you get a chance to look back later, and you're driving, you know, down the road, and you remember that, oh, yeah, you know, 15 years ago, that project led to that project, which led to this. You know, and it's interesting to watch people who stay in one area and essentially see the growth that takes place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And one of the catalysts of that here just recently is the Douglas County Co-op. You have a hand in these type of positive things that go into the community that help a lot of citizens. It's there. It's an amenity. It's a resource. And it has a potential of snowballing into better things.
And the co-op project we've talked about with the co-op folks before, but I mean, that was a big project, certainly for the City of Winston and for the co-op. And a very long process.
It was, yeah. It was a couple-year process. It was a lot of all-hands-on-deck sort of thing. The city worked very closely with the co-op, and it turned out to be a very positive outcome.
And now, as you see how things look, do you think about that future potential that might come from the fact that, okay, that's there now? What can you put down the road?
Absolutely. There are some great opportunities in Winston. There's a commercial area that can be revitalized, repurposed. There's other vacant commercial areas that can be utilized in a commercial capacity. And Winston, we are as amicable as we can with property owners, developers coming in, wanting to really anchor their industry or their commercial operation in the city.
And while there's still progress left to do to complete things, we've seen the right at the main D traffic light. We've seen what's taken place there with the renovations that have taken place on that building and some of the plans that are still in the works for future development right there where a lot of people are driving past every day.
Yes, absolutely. We call that the core project there, where you see loggers and you see a number of other operations. And the property owners work very closely with the city, but also that is a urban renewal district sponsored facility. URA funds. There was URA funds that was facilitated towards it. So that's a great example of property owners approaching the city, asking what resources are available, and the city reaching out a helping hand and supporting.
So what are some of the current challenges? I mean, every governmental entity had its own set of challenges going through a pandemic, but what are some of the current ones you have right now?
By far and away, the largest, Kyle, is going to be our infrastructure. We, as I previously stated, we have a very aging sewer conveyance system. And we also have a plant that we, a wastewater plant that we share with the Green District that is essentially arriving at or maybe already be at capacity. So we really have to make the best decisions that we can in the interim towards going out and finding the grant money available, also utilizing our existing internal funds to try to mitigate the infrastructure situation.
And is there any federal or state matching help available for some of that?
There are. As a matter of fact, we have what's called a one-stop meeting on the 17th of this month. That is where all of your state or federal government agencies come together, the funding agencies, and we lay our project just kind of at their feet, and they tell us, instruct us on what would be a good avenue. Right now, the city is looking at honing in on potentially a Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, $4 million, 50% match grant to deal with our sanitary sewer situation in a number of different areas in the city.
And obviously that would be really helpful. And a lot of infrastructure projects, again, because of the smaller size, are tough to finance or figure out a funding path for.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a constant struggle, but we are very fortunate, again, to have a very good city council, but also our public works director is extremely plugged in with these things. Our city manager understands the dynamic, has years and years of experience with looking at. So it's really an all hands on deck, and we're pulling together to try to get every bit of resources that we can to stem the problem.
And what about other, now you mentioned the co-op store, what about other recent developments in Winston?
Well, nothing on the commercial side of a significant capacity. We had Valley Drugs that built a new facility just when you're coming into town. You're traveling south, arriving in a town on the right-hand side. But really, we're looking at developers coming in the door and orchestrating conversations on the residential side, whether a multifamily capacity or just your straightforward subdivision. So we're just as excited about those as we are in any other development.
And I noticed, I'm not sure exactly what the timing was, but the previous ARC facility being repurposed now as a church as well. So that is something going on too.
Yeah, there's about 4,000 square feet in that building that's being leased from the tribe in a religious capacity. So the tribe, of course, purchasing that, it's been placed in tribal trust. And so the city, we do try to communicate with them as much as we can. We want to kind of understand what the commercial goals are in that regard. But that's a prime location. It gets a lot of exposure, people coming in, going to the safari. So we're hoping for big things at that location.
About ready to wrap up. What are some of your future hopes for the city of Winston?
A lot of hopes. Like I said, we have a council that's very forward-thinking. They're pulling together. They're very cohesive. Again, our infrastructure is something we are trying to address. We are trying to do the best we can with making plans to mitigate and turn over and replace some of these old aging collection system, piping systems. We also have, I want to put a plug in on this, we have a Safe Routes to School grant that we got awarded. It's $2 million, it's a 20% match, and it's for McGovern School, and it's going to be a tremendous opportunity to replace very old streets for the kids leading into the school.
A good note to end on. Thomas McIntosh, Assistant City Manager and Planning Director for the City of Winston, as the community celebrates its 70th anniversary recently. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.